Good morning. Today we are starting a new topic. It's actually related to the topic we just completed. We went into detail on the halachas of covering the challah, the lech mishnah, the mezonos, etc. during Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. And now we are starting a topic, a mini topic, on when it comes to birkas hamazon, should we be leaving challah on the table during the time that we're benching, or should it be removed from the table? So we are going to start off with a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, that says as follows: Amar Rebbe Elazar, Kol She'enu Meshayer Pasal Shulchana, whoever does not leave some bread, some challah on the table for benching, Eino Roes Siman Bracha Le'olam, will never see a Siman Bracha. So obviously then we have to leave the challah on the table when we bench. On the other hand, the Gemara there asks as follows, but we have Rabbi Elazar, the same Rabbi Elazar seems to contradict that. Kol hamishayer petitin al shulchano, anyone who leaves bread on the table, leftover bread, kiilu oved avodah zara, it's as if he is an idolater. It's a form of worshipping idolatry. So we have on the one hand a statement by Rabbi Elazar that we should or need to leave bread on the table for benching. On the other hand, we have a contradictory statement by Rabbi Elazar, don't leave it on the table. So the Gemara says as follows, let's reconcile it. This case is when you have a challah that is shalim, that is full with it. This is when you don't have a challah that is shalim with it. So one case is when you don't, when you only have the bread there, you don't have an additional challah, full challah. And the other case is when you do have a full challah together with the leftover bread. What's going on here? So Rashi explains as follows: when the Gemara says you can't do it, you can't leave the challah on the table, that's talking about when somebody is finished eating and he brings a full challah out onto the table to leave it together with the bread that was left over from the meal, the slices that we cut over, and we had slices left on the challah board, so it's there. Somebody who brings out an additional full challah onto the table, that is not permitted, that is prohibited. Why? So Rashi explains, Das Nira L'Shelashem Avodah Zorah Avilachi. Looks like you're doing that for Avodah Zorah. Apparently there was a ritual by the Ovdei Avodah Zorah, by the idolaters, to bring a full challah onto the table, a full bread onto the table at the end of the meal. Then we have to make sure that we do not do that as well. That is what's problematic. But what is a positive thing to do in order to see a Siman Bracha is leave the challah that we had on the table. Don't take out a full one, but if we have challah that was left over, slices, etc., on the table, that should be left on the table. So the question then is, why do we have this concept? I'm not going to say halacha yet, but this concept of having bread on the table during benching. So we're going to bring now four different reasons of this concept, possible halacha, to have bread left on the table. Don't clear it off, but leave it there for benching. So the reason number one, brought by a number of the commentaries, including the Yad Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah codifies it as follows. He brings it in the name of Rashi and the Levush. He says, Kadeshi mezuman l'anishri avo. We leave the challah on the table even when we're benching, so it should be available and ready in case a poor person comes and needs a meal. We'll have the food ready for him, starting with the bread, the beginning of the meal. And this is based on a Gemara. Chazal tell us that it is a wise thing to do. There is a bracha associated with having a long meal. Why? Hamarich meshulchano marachin lo yamav. Somebody who has a long meal, he will have a long life. Why? Because if you're sitting at the table and you have a long meal, that gives an ani, a poor person, more time to come and partake in the meal. An ani may come and knock on the door and need a meal and participate. If we're still sitting there, he's going to participate in our meal. So that will lead somebody to have the bracha of arichus yamim, to have a long life. Shara Sion has an interesting comment. He says, if that's the concept of leaving challah on the bread, even during benching, because somebody may come and may need a meal, we should make sure that they shouldn't be little crumbs that are left on the table. It should be something respectable, at least lechatchila, something that we would be able to give to somebody else. So that's the first reason why to leave challah over, bread over on the table, even when we're benching, in case somebody comes and needs a meal. Reason number two is brought by the Zohar. The Zohar says, Dibir chasa de le'ela bracha, from above, lo sharia, does not as descend ba'atar reikanya, onto something that's empty. What does that mean? So in order for a bracha to be chal, for in order for a bracha to be effective, it needs to descend upon something. There has to be something there, and then the bracha will build on that. The Avudram explains that as follows: Kadesh shetachol a bracha bo v'yipashet mimenu shefa hariboy. In order for a bracha to be effective, it has to come down and start with something that's there, and then we'll expand from there. So we leave some bread on the table. We're going to ask for a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it will fall on that bread effectively, and it will expand from there. So Rabbeinu Bachya builds on this comment. We're not going to go through it all, but it's actually a beautiful explanation that he gives in his Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba. And he says the concept is similar to what we see in Nevim, Eliyahu, Hanavi, and Elisha, that there were almanas, there were needy widows who had no sustenance. They had no money. They had no food even. And Eliyahu says what you need to do is start with a little kevach. She had just had a tiny bit of flour left, and he says what you're going to do is you're going to have bracha from that kemach, and it expanded and expanded and expanded because there was something for the bracha to descend upon. Same thing, probably a more famous story is with Elisha. Elisha, an almana, was there, and she said, go borrow a lot of vessels, a lot of bowls. She had a little bowl, little utensil with a little bit shemen and a little bit oil in it. And because she had that little oil, the bracha descended and that oil expanded and expanded into all of the vessels until she had a house full of oil. So the concept here, says Rabbeinu Bachya, is to create a bracha. It has to be yesh miyesh. A bracha will expand from something that exists, but it will not be yesh me'ayin. We cannot create a bracha for something that doesn't exist. So that is why we leave that bread on the table. It was left over from this meal, but we want to have tremendously more bracha, and it will start with the bracha that we have left over, with that bread left over from our meal. That is the second explanation. The third explanation says l'levush as follows: Kedei shiyoda l'shem yisparach hasto. We want to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed that he is giving us, shishpia lanu, that he has given us, mituvo, from his greatness, from his generosity, ad shesavanu vehotarnu, to the effect that now we are satiated after this meal. And not only that, we are saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu because there was excess. And to show that excess, we are leaving some of the challah on the table. It wasn't just what we needed enough, but there was even more. And that's a thank you, a tremendous thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the last reason, also brought by Lulavush, as follows: Kadeshi Nikar Lakol. So everyone who is watching, everyone can see that we are saying a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu and his chesed, and the great chesed that he has done for us, that he has prepared for us food. In other words, not only for us, if any one's onlooking, and we have bystanders there, if we have family members there, we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are so thankful to you, because they're still left here, similar to the other reason, but it's even more so, that people can see that we're giving bracha on what? It's right here for us. So the third reason was, we're giving a bracha on what we ate and what's left over, and this is for the realization for everyone, what we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So we have four different reasons for this concept of leaving challah on the table from the meal. And Amir Tzashem, our question tomorrow will be, is this an agadic concept and we don't have to do it per se? It's not paskin l'halacha, or indeed do we have to do this because this is a halachic concept that we are required to leave bread on the table during Birkas HaMazon? Have a wonderful day.